Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So I'm not allowed to stand in America.
No,
I'm not allowed to stand in America. I'm not allowed to report in America. He's not allowed to talk to the media. But criminals, rapists, pedophiles, yeah, murderers, foreign nationals, millions of them can come across the southern border all day long, yeah, and our law enforcement, right, our government, right, pays for it and facilitates it. I can't even stand on American ground without getting harassed by so-called law enforcement.
Owen Schroyer here for InfoWars.com, and behind me is Gate 40, right here in Texas, just outside of El Paso, Gate 40, one of the major ports of entry, except we're not supposed to know about it. So what are we doing here? Well, what goes on behind these gates, whether it's Gate 40 or Gate 42 or many others, is that thousands of illegal immigrants get processed behind these gates before they come into the United States illegally. Border Patrol, Texas DPS, state troopers, they're not stopping them from entry. They're not there as law enforcement or Border Patrol. They're there as the final link in the Biden illegal immigrant chain pipeline. So why is Border Patrol even there? Why are the state troopers even there? Because they're part of the illegal immigration. I'm not allowed to go over there and film this. I'm not allowed to go over there and ask questions. I'm not allowed to go south of the border. But anybody from any country without any background check can come over that border into the United States of America. Why?
Let's go walk over there.
Why?
Let's do it. Come on. Let's go.
That's all right. We're making a point.
Yeah.
I'm still rolling.
Tell people what we're going to do.
So let's see if we can kick off of this land. Non-citizens, illegal immigrants, criminals, foreign nationals can come here any time, any day, and they can hold down my home. Let's see if I'm even allowed to film through this gate. Let's see if I'm even allowed to walk through this gate. That sign says, do not trespass. All right. So that's okay. Just say it's okay. I know you're not the problem. You're just here to facilitate illegal immigration. It's fine. So I'm not allowed to stand in America.
No.
I'm not allowed to stand in America. I'm not allowed to report in America. He's not allowed to talk to the media. But criminals, rapists, pedophiles, murderers, foreign nationals, millions of them can come across the southern border all day long. And our law enforcement, our government pays for it and facilitates it. I can't even stand on American ground without getting harassed by so-called law enforcement. I'm not mad at you guys. You guys are just doing your job. I get it. Just like so many other people just do their job. All those people that you see on the other side of that gate, I'm not even allowed to stand on American soil. I'm an American citizen. I'm an American citizen, and I can't even stand on American soil, and there's thousands of illegal immigrants on the other side of that gate. They're going to walk right across that border, and they're all going to get free phones, free plane rides, free bus tickets, free everything. But my law enforcement tells me to get off my soil. Get off the American land, you dirty American. Get off the land, you dirty American. This is an illegal immigrant country now. Unbelievable stuff. So you just saw it, folks. You think this is a game? You think we're messing around? You think we just make this stuff up? You just witnessed it. An American citizen threatened.
They hooked you right
out of the car. Hooked you. We got an American citizen. Hooked you. Stop him. Hooked you. Out of the car. Sitting up there.
You want to see the rest of the video?
Up there in their air-conditioned vehicles.
It's on Band.Video. They filed more than 20 reports yesterday and today. They're going to be up and down the border. It is total bedlam. Owen and the crew will be joining us live coming up in about an hour and a half. Huge news at Roger Stone in 30 minutes. It is just insane. Yep, we're inside the New World Order now, and it sucks, doesn't it? Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today, band.video, madmaxworld.tv.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
That clip you just saw is from 16 years ago at the premiere of Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement in New York City. And I'm wearing the same t-shirt today I was wearing then. I'm digging around, cleaning out my closet, found this the other day. It's, hey, still standing, still surviving, still on air, vindicated. Thanks to you, the viewers and listeners, keeping us on air. I don't know how all this is going to end, but if you want to fight, you better believe you got one. Thank you for joining us on this live Thursday, May 11th, 2023 transmission. The great Owen Schroyer and the rest of the InfoWars crew is down on the Texas border. They filed incredible reports, more than 20 of them, that are at InfoWars.com and band.video. We're going to have some of the highlights or lowlights of this, drone footage, you name it, it's crazy. In the next 4 hours, Owen Schroyer joins us in an hour and a half from El Paso, border in southwest Texas. Let me, as customarily I do, just read you a few of the headlines we've got here. Get ready for this one. Anger as Biden administration hands another $2.3 million to EcoHealth Alliance to research bat coronaviruses. They're the folks that brought you COVID-19. Wow. Talk about that for 4 hours. DOJ seeks to ban FBI agents from using crime statistics in law enforcement. The last 2.5 years, they've already ordered the FBI to stop collating the data because it shows a 21-to-1 black-on-white crime rate and shows that blue cities are 10-plus times more dangerous than red cities and towns. There aren't many red cities. Incredible. Senator Ron Johnson, we have evidence Hunter Biden paid sex trafficked prostitutes. And the media isn't looking into it. Well, of course they aren't. It's not the media. It's bought and paid for mouthpieces. Biden family tried to hide over $10 million from the Chi-Coms to their families. House GOP investigation. But the Justice Department is trying to block them getting any documents. Trump knocked it out of the park last night on the CNN town hall because they won't have him on Fox. So he went to CNN, which I think is a smart move. And the CNN hosts were literally crying. They hate him so much. But he wiped the floor with them. You know, I feel really bad having to even look at this, so I don't want to really show it on air. But the French government paid to hang up signs, and we blurred them out on InfoWars. But you know what? We're not going to do that. Get the unblurred ones. This was hung up in public and on subways in Paris by the French government. It shows children bound and chained being raped by men with giant penises. And the French president, when one got defaced, said this is horrible. You defaced this beautiful art. Remember, the evidence is overwhelming, was an underage sex operative as well. So a lot of the victims of this turn into promoters and proprietors of it. It continues on. There's a lot of good news in the pushback against the tyrants. Bud Light sales still plunging across the entire U.S., down 29% in Rocky Mountain states. HSBC downgrades Anheuser-Busch stock. Get woke, go broke. Celebrity says son identifies as a female at age 3, and they're going to chop him up. We got a big report on that front. And some more good news. State attorney generals moved to block BlackRock's ESG meddling in utility companies. We'll explain what ESGs are. I know most of you know, but they are the enemy's real next big attack to shut off our energy and plunge us into third world serfdom. Obviously, confusion reigns at the U.S.-Mexican border before rule change. Biden now says it's a crisis after having his press secretary say that border crossings are down 90%. No, they're up about 1,000% from Trump, who shut the border down 95%. And they're up several fold from Obama, who obviously really accelerated all this and is still running things today from behind the scenes. So we've got all that news. Border crossings up 10,000 daily as migrants seek U.S. entry before Title 42 ends. That's according to the Border Patrol. But the Border Patrol told us they're told to lie with the statistics and not report the getaways. And that's up to 80%. So you can up that number to 20, 30, 40, 50, 60,000 a day. Texas uses aggressive tactics to arrest migrants at Title 42 ends. Migrants in El Paso are urged to turn themselves into immigration officials ahead of 42. It's already ended. Reporter goes off on Border Patrol for a secret human smuggling operation caught on drone. These are some of the incredible reports up on Infowars.com and Band.Video right now that the establishment doesn't want you to see. But looking at all this incredible news, what really is the most important news? Well, as soon as I ended the show yesterday, I realized I didn't cover the big topic I wanted to hit. And I was just sitting there looking at all this news saying, what's most important? NATO saying they want war with China, building up for that. U.S. forces pivoting quickly to the South China Sea. But on top of all that, you guys reprinted the articles yesterday about baby with three parents born for the first time. Baby with three people's DNA born. It's a humanoid. That's something we should really dive into today because I mentioned it, but it really is a huge deal and what it portends for the future in civilization and society. So I'll be covering that coming up as well. But the first thing I want to hit when we come back in the next segment is this. And when I saw this morning and I went and followed the links and read it and witnessed it for myself, and it's at science.org. The government's announcing it like it's a good thing. Studying gain of function, which is totally illegal. So they get caught lying to Congress. They get caught doing it. And their answer is now publicly announce they're doing it and say, screw off. They're endangering all of humanity. They have viruses that don't kill 1% of people. They have viruses they're ready to release to kill 90%+. Weaponize Ebola, airborne. Weaponize Marburg, airborne. Weaponize respiratory viruses that literally eat your lungs. And they're all sitting there on their globalist power trip, proliferating into bio labs all over the world. So they have plausible deniability of where it came from when they release the next one. And the only way you'll be safe is if you are literally in the middle of nowhere on a rural farm and are self-sufficient, and even then, you know, after they wipe out the major cities and they decide to go with the full depopulation agenda, the drones are coming, the helicopters are coming, they're just going to spray you with nerve gas. As soon as they get enough robots in place, as soon as they have enough drills like the last 3 years of lockdowns and believe you'll behave and stay in your houses, it's on the table in their war games to go ahead and just kill everybody. And you'll know when they're about to do it because the globalists, that's why they should be watched very closely, will all go to their ships, all go to their big yachts, like Larry Page that hasn't left in the South Pacific in 3+ years. He owns a bunch of little islands out there with his private army, founder of Google. But he's out there because he knows what's coming down. Same thing with James Cameron. And I knew this 15 years ago, 16 years ago from my sources. That's why he uses the write-off, claiming he's looking for sunken ships, you know, the Titanic and all that. And the guy has private ocean liners. Because you'll only be safe on one of those when they kill everybody. And I don't say this for effect. I don't say it to be shocking. Just get right with God. Because the only reason they haven't released the weapons yet is they don't have full control of Russia. They had control of China. If they had control of Russia and China, they have control of the EU, the U.S., most of the world. The globalists will release the bioweapon. And they will kill 90% of us. That's their admitted plan. But Russia still has nuclear weapons, and the globalists are worried it'll get out of control. Only reason we're all not dead right now is mutually assured destruction. Flesh might want to know that. We'll come back and talk about it on the other side. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tuned in for the first time, and you heard me say that the corrupt globalist, eugenicist, depopulationist, corporate planetary rulership wants to kill 90% of you. I can play clips of Prince Charles, Prince Philip, Ted Turner, all of them saying that's the plan. And they finance both government and private entities, private labs, all over the world on record, to produce weaponized mousepox alone. I remember 12 years ago, there was a big expose in ABC, Australia. And they just asked the question, back when the media wasn't totally controlled, why did the Australian government crack the genetic code of mousepox that when it's weaponized to humans kills 90-plus percent? And why did they release the genetic sequence to the world so that other people can make it? Well, plausible deniability. So they're running around creating gain-of-function viruses. COVID was manufactured, but spread very easily, but mainly only killed old bugs. It was very weak as a test. But it scared virologists because when they looked at it, they knew it was man-made. Now that's all confirmed. We told you 3 years ago. Plus. And so remember them denying gain-of-function, denying it came out of the Wuhan lab, and denying it first got made by Obama, who funded it with Fauci in Chapel Hill in 2012, 13, 14, 15, big controversy, even hit the news. So they were denying things that were in the news in 2014, 15, and that the program was stopped here, it was illegal, and scientists went public about it at Chapel Hill. So they moved it to Ukraine after the overthrow of the Ukrainian government in 2015. And they moved it to Wuhan so they could have plausible deniability to blame the Chinese, who I'm not fans of, the communist Chinese. Just facts. Now it's come out the Pentagon was running the whole program. Anger as Biden administration hands another $2.3 million to EcoHealth Alliance to research bat coronaviruses and gain of function. And we got links to mainline press releases by the federal government, science.org, Daily Mail, Associated Press, London Telegraph, goes on and on. So, remember all the congressional hearings? There was like eight of them. And Fauci, there's no such thing. We've never done gain-of-function. Well, here's emails 10 years ago where you said, in favor of gain-of-function conference, and we're going to create gain-of-function, and we're going to do it with SARS viruses. And then they had COVID-19 patented in 2019. That's all come out. Had it on the damn shelf. Had the vaccines already ready. So-called vaccines. It's so incredible how stupid I think we are. And now, oh, more funding for the very same thing in your face as if this is the only funding. But it's about rubbing our noses in it. Republican lawmakers have labeled as absolutely reckless, close quote, a decision to grant a further $2.3 million to the very same outfit at the center of the likely coronavirus lab leak that led directly to the global pandemic. Science.org says NIH restarts bat virus grant suspended 3 years ago by Trump. Harry Sheffield says, what fresh hell is this? Did we learn nothing? NIH restarts bat virus grant suspended 3 years ago by Trump? This new four-year grant is stripped-down version of the original grant to the EcoHealth Alliance. Of course, that's just the federal grant. Google gave $10 million to the initiative. Facebook gave, what, $6 million? Oh, yeah, they're all involved on the team making the stuff to get rid of us. This was just the drill, the fire drill, the Kool-Aid drinking drill. You know, Jim Jones, every day, three times a day, drink your grape Kool-Aid, drink your cherry Kool-Aid, drink your root beer Kool-Aid until the day it has cyanide in it. And you drink it and die. As reported in the Daily Mail, the Biden administration, via the National Institutes of Health, has renewed the taxpayer grant for EcoHealth Alliance to research the coronavirus over the next 4 years with the proviso that no gain-of-function activity is carried out, even though the whole thing is a gain-of-function program. Funding was previously blocked when it emerged that the zoologist Peter Daszak had enabled the funneling of the money to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, where the research into making the virus more deadly was carried out, which they admit. What do you think about that? Does that make you a little angry when you tuck your children in at night, or you go visit your mom in the nursing home, or you know, go into work and see your crew members, or when you go to church and go to Sunday school, or when you go out to the bar and have a beer with the buds and maybe a hamburger? But while you just want to live your life to be a nice person, these crazy mad scientists are running completely roughshod over everything, saying trust the science and transgendering and sterilizing our children and waging war on us because their religion is eugenics. Their religion is depopulation. Their religion is taking full control of culture and the world. We'll talk more about this as the day goes on. We're also going to get into what I mentioned yesterday we didn't cover. First baby with three parents born. It's not a human. It is a humanoid. We'll be explaining that. It's not the first one born. They're just coming out of the closet with the whole New World Order agenda right now. All right. We're going to go to break, come back with Roger Stone, and look at some of the excerpts of Trump's powerful town hall last night, the aftermath of the civil conviction for defaming a woman by saying he didn't rape her and he's innocent. While she runs around on TV and says rape is hot, rape is sexy, and just acts completely bonkers. Reportedly, her cat's name is Vagina. She called her black husband the ape. They had the evidence of this and witnesses, but weren't allowed to bring it in. The woman looks to me like an insane person, but whatever. We'll talk about that in the depth of due process. Real Red Pill Plus has been sold out for more than 2 years because of proprietary products in it. We couldn't get them. It's finally back, but it's about to sell out again. Probably won't be 2 years this time, but if you want to stock up on it, experience as close as you're going to get to the Fountain of Youth with the pregnenolone and all the other key compounds that are in it. So good for your whole body. So good for your stamina, libido, energy. It is a must get. Still 40% off, but the sale will end tomorrow afternoon because it's almost sold out. And whatever's left will go to full price because we're not going to get more in for months. And that full price will go towards funding the operation. If you want to support us more, wait till it goes back to full price tomorrow afternoon and buy it then. But it's 40% off right now. If you've never experienced it, you really should. Ultimate Bone Broth, ladies and gentlemen. Upgraded. Even better. It's called Plus now. More chaga mushroom. More concentrated turmeric. More concentrated bone broth from chicken bone broth that is so good for everything, particularly your immune system, your bones, your joints, strength, everything. It's incredible. Infowarsstore.com. It's discounted as well. And finally back in stock, X3. Triiodine, sold out for more than 6 months. The Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and two other types for fuller absorption. The number one cause of cognitive disability, according to the Lancet Medical Journal, is lack of iodine in the body. Most iodine is bound to other elements, so you don't get full absorption or absorption at all. One of the leading issues on the planet today, one of the biggest deficiencies. If you're going to take iodine, take the pure stuff. Take the high-quality stuff. Survival Shield X3 at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com has great books, great films, T-shirts, and so much more. And that's how we stay on air. We are backed and financed by you. Oh, and almost forgot, sold out for a while, back in stock, discounted, 10-hour clean energy, Turbo Force. For all the Turbo Force lovers out there, if you haven't tried it, you should. Sports broadcast can't lose. Roger Stone, straight ahead.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, or back in stock, I want to remind you, are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price because it's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Please welcome the frontrunner for the Republican nomination, former President Donald Trump.
Well, I did not watch Trump's town hall last night, but I got up at about 5 a.m., and I did. I was spending time with my wife and my six-year-old daughter. And he knocked it out of the park. And, you know, I've got major issues with Trump, but the way he's being persecuted, the fact that he won the election, they stole it from him, the fact that he's going to be way more hardcore winning if he gets back in, the fact that the deep state hates him so much, the fact that he's declared war on the New World Order, they are so afraid of Trump. And now with this fake indictment and then this fake trial where he couldn't put on any of his evidence and when this woman is running around making bizarre statements about how hot rape is and how women love rape. I don't know any women that like rape. I don't like rape. And then she went on shopping after supposedly 29 years ago he touched her. It's just crazy. So Trump is 35 points ahead in basically every poll. Even with the skewed numbers, he's 15 to 20 points ahead of Biden in national polls. This is unprecedented. Even with election fraud, the numbers are they can maybe steal 5, 6, 7%. They can try to manipulate elections beforehand, obviously, by blocking voter information. And Roger Stone's an expert on that. He's the guy that is Trump's closest confidant on politics, the guy that really helped him run for president. And he joins us now to cover the waterfront on the amazing town hall. We'll play some excerpts. And, of course, just the next level of persecution, he breaks it down better than anybody. Maybe we should start first with his civil conviction, his civil finding, not that he raped the woman, but that he was wrong to say he was innocent. Why, she's telling the truth, and he's not allowed to say it's not true. So he's not found guilty, but now civilly, they say you're liable because we think you did it. I mean, this is talking about a miscarriage of justice, Roger.
You know, Alex, it really does defy any rationality at all. So basically they held him liable for sexual assault, but they said that he was guilty of defamation because he denied raping a woman at the same time they held that he had not raped her. So this whole thing is indeed a travesty of justice. There's a couple problems here. First and foremost, the New York State law was specifically changed so that this case could be brought in the civil courts because this allegation, this event took place in the 90s, the statute of limitation would have run out long ago. Secondarily, Trump is not allowed to tell the jury that the entire lawsuit is being financed by a left-wing billionaire associate of Jeffrey Epstein's, a guy named Hoffman, who's a major donor to left-wing causes and the Democratic Party. He is not allowed to show the jury that incredible CNN interview where his accuser, this woman, E. Jean Carroll, says women think rape is a hot sexual fantasy. I think she's the one who had a fantasy. The president, I think, was very strong last night and has been strong in saying he doesn't know this woman. This never happened. Her entire claim is, in fact, illogical. What was he doing on the third floor where the women's changing rooms are in Bergdorf Goodman, a department store that is catty-corner to Trump Tower? She claims that she pulled him into an empty dressing room. The whole thing makes no sense, but it's part of their lawfare strategy. As you pointed out, Alex, they are petrified about running against Donald Trump in the next presidential election. They are petrified that all of their tricks, the two bogus impeachments, the Russian collusion hoax, their attempts to smear him regarding January 6th, none of these things so far have worked. But that doesn't mean that they won't continue to try to mark him up. And I think that's what this New York event was all about.
Let's play clip 16 first, Trump in the CNN town hall with this topic of Carol being brought up, and then back-to-back play the 16-second clip of her talking about how hot rape is. Here it is.
Speaking of New York, I want to ask you about a significant verdict that was reached yesterday. I know this is something you want to weigh in on as well. Manhattan jury found that you sexually abused the writer E. Jean Carroll and defamed her. You've denied this. But what do you say to voters who say it disqualifies you from being president?
Well, there aren't too many of them because my poll numbers just came out. They went up. Okay. I'm the only person in history who had a charge like that. And usually you leave office, you say, I'm sorry, but I'm going to back home. I'm back home to my family and everything. I'm going to be resigned. My poll numbers went up, and they went up with the other fake charge, too. Because what's happening is they're doing this for election interference. This woman, I don't know her. I never met her. I have no idea who she is. I had a picture taken years ago with her and her husband, nice guy John Johnson. He was a newscaster, very nice man. She called him an ape, happens to be African-American, called him an ape. The judge wouldn't allow us to put that in. Her dog, or her cat was named Vagina. The judge wasn't allowed to put that in. All of these things. But with her, they can put in anything. Access
this
Hollywood.
This is a jury of nine people who found you liable of sexual abuse. Do you think that will deter women from voting for you?
No.
It hurt.
But I think most people think of rape it is a violent assault. It is not.
I think most people think of rape as being sexy. Mm.
Let's take a short break.
Think of the fantasies.
Mm. Ugh. We're just going to take a quick break. If you can stick around, we'll talk more on the other side.
You're fascinating to talk to.
Ugh. Let me tell you what I think sexy. A woman throwing themselves at you and just absolutely having the time of their life. Now, we're not into rape, you freak. Roger, what do you think of this lady? I mean, she comes off as a total kook, but she had no evidence. This is crazy.
Yeah, Anderson Cooper sure was in a hurry to get to a break there, wasn't he, when that interview went off the rails. Look, she's not credible. The trial would say, oh, well, you were found guilty by a jury of nine people. Yes, a jury of nine left-wing Democrat haters in Manhattan. I have been in this situation. I really hope the American people can see through this, and I hope they will see through it as they saw through it. In the question of this New York indictment by the Soros-funded prosecutor Alvin Bragg, where Donald Trump is accused of changing business records in 2017 to affect the outcome of the 2016 election. Again, chronologically impossible, a fraud. The hysteria among the political establishment, the hysteria in the two-party duopoly, who is busy destroying this country, about the rising political tides of Donald Trump is palpable. What he said in the interview there, or in the town hall, is exactly right. With each attack on him, he only grows stronger. With each attack on him, more and more Americans wake up and see through one of the most vicious media-driven hatchet jobs in the history of our country. And watching the CNN town hall, Alex, I don't know any other public figure, never mind politician or political figure. I don't know anyone else who would have the courage to go into that lion's den completely unscripted, knowing that you were going to have a hostile line of questioning from the moderator. That certainly proved to be true. And the potential that they would attempt to stack the audience, which evidently they did not do, and emerge from all of that, taking the very worst political attacks and emerging from it triumphant. This was a triumph, a grand slam, a home run for Donald Trump.
I agree. I think it's fair to say Trump is even more focused and more hardcore than ever. He thrives under pressure. He's now gotten 6-7 years of education about the New World Order. He's born again hard. That's why they're even in more, as you said, a total panic right now. But let's talk about reality. It's not like he's just anti-war because the polls show 80%+ of Americans don't want war with China, don't want war with Russia, don't like the Ukraine war. We had peace under Trump, and he was ending all these wars and creating an off-ramp to Afghanistan that then Biden screwed up as he was hurrying to go fight the Russians.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, today, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you thought that the Ukrainians are prepared, both in terms of manpower and munitions, to launch a successful spring offensive, that is false. This is a disaster waiting to happen. And Donald Trump is the one person who I believe could really fulfill exactly what he said there, get a negotiated peace before the entire world moves into thermonuclear Armageddon.
Now that we've had time, since you were on a few weeks ago, to really look at the timing of Alvin Bragg and the Soros persecution, witch hunt in New York, there in Manhattan, they're planning to have the trial during the primaries, total election meddling, but it's, as you said, it's only boosting Trump, buoying him. What's the latest on how this is going to play out and all the other federal and state indictments they've got planned?
Well, Alex, look, I'm not an attorney, and it's very hard to say. If you believe the coverage over this last week of the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal, Special Counsel Jack Smith is slipped into high gear in both the January 6th matter and in the documents matter. Extraordinary amount of time yesterday spent on the question of Trump's disposition and handling of classified and top secret federal documents. I think that was a tip off as well. So we don't know. I have to presume that some illegitimate, fabricated charges will be brought against the president. They just can't let him get to a general election unencumbered. They're scared to death by these newest poll numbers. This Washington Post ABC poll, which came out the day before the New York judicial decision, has him with the largest lead yet over Biden, as well as the largest lead yet over the strongest potential challenger, Governor DeSantis. Believe me, those in the two-party duopoly look at those poll numbers and their blood runs cold. So there will be further efforts to destroy Trump through the use of lawfare. This past week, Alex, once you and I once again smeared once again regarding January 6th, something we know nothing about, something the FBI investigated thoroughly in March of that same year. But that doesn't mean that they won't come back and try to smear you again.
No, I totally agree. Let's talk about that. Here he is talking about January 6th in the town hall last night.
When they went to the Capitol and they were breaking into the Capitol, smashing windows, injuring police officers, why did it take you 3 hours to tell them to go home?
I don't believe it did. Oh, let me pull it out. I have to pull it out. So if you look at on January 5th, the day before, I said, please support our Capitol Police and law enforcement. They are truly on the side of our country. Stay peaceful. Stay peaceful. This was the day before, and this was in the form of Twitter. Now use Truth. Truth Social. I think it's far superior, okay? I hope everybody's on Truth. If you look, January 6th, this is at 2, before 2:30. I am asking for everyone at the U.S. Capitol to remain peaceful. This is right after, as it was happening. But what happened is they took it down. I don't know why. I think they took it down because it was so good. They didn't like it being up there. I am asking, this is, and we didn't know until I got it back, because now I have 90 million people waiting for me to go back, but I'm on Truth and I'm staying on Truth. Listen, I am asking for everyone at the U.S. Capitol to remain peaceful. No violation. We want no violation. We want no violence. Remember, we are the party of law and order. Respect the law and our great men and women in blue. Thank you. That was at 2:30. That was very early.
Mr. President, I looked at the same time.
So, they branded the American people terrorists. They're all over the news saying arrest us. We masterminded it after the Proud Boys conviction. It was another total kangaroo trial. What do you expect next to come out of this? Because polls show Americans, like 6%, think January 6th is important in Gallup polls. People totally see through this. But they're not stopping their tactics, Roger.
Well, I suspect that they would like to charge Donald Trump with the one infraction that would legally prohibit him from running for president. That would be a violation of the 14th Amendment, something that was put in place after the Civil War. That's really where I think this is going. I hate to have to keep saying this again, but any claim that either you or I knew in advance about, participated in, or condoned any illegal activity whatsoever on January 6th is categorically false. You can speculate about it as much as you want, but there is no evidence that would prove that because it is false, and frankly, it grows tedious. I'm tired of getting attacked in restaurants. I'm tired of getting attacked in drugstores. I'm tired of getting attacked in grocery stores. I'm tired of getting attacked by lunatics in airports. The left in this country has gotten increasingly intolerant, increasingly militant, increasingly violent, and frankly, the whole thing is extraordinarily tedious, as well as defamatory, but that doesn't stop them. This is the tactic of the left. Repeat a lie over and over and over again until people believe it.
Big picture, Biden literally wanders off worse than ever, can't even string a sentence together. It's a giant joke. I don't see how he stays in through this campaign. What's the inside intel on who they're planning to replace him with and how that would happen?
Alex, I stand by my previous prediction that the Democratic Party nominee will be Michelle Obama. The fact that they have changed their Democratic primary selection process to do away with the historic Iowa caucuses, do away with the historic first-in-the-nation New Hampshire primary, begin the process in South Carolina, the state that Michelle Obama claims as her native state because her grandparents are from there, a state where there is a strong plurality of African-American voters that dominate that state's Democratic primary. I still believe, given the nature of Joe Biden's weak announcement a couple weeks ago, where he announced by video, there's no rallies, there's no fundraising events, there's no announcement tour. That's because I don't believe in the end that he is really running. If you want to figure out whether the establishment and Barack Obama are going to replace Joe Biden, then I think you have to look and see what the news coverage is like in the next couple of days regarding these recent revelations by Congressman Comer and the House Oversight Committee, which we have learned shockingly that members of the Biden family took millions of dollars from Chinese and other interests. If this ends up getting a very substantial amount of coverage, then I think we can conclude that the powers that be in the Democratic Party have decided to replace Joe Biden, that he is dispensable, that he is too damaged to go the distance.
Well, we can already see the reportage. They're all turning against him now.
That I haven't had a chance to really look at today's coverage, but what normally happens is you have these bombshell revelations. They're all over the front page of today's New York Post, for example, but they become one day or two day stories, and then the thread is gone. It was only days ago that a whistleblower came forward who claimed that the Department of Justice and the IRS were shielding Hunter Biden from prosecution on various crimes. What happened to that story? Where is that whistleblower? When is that hearing? Where is the follow-up? I haven't seen anything more about it. If that were true, and if this whistleblower had proof, it would be proof essentially that the Attorney General perjured himself in his testimony in front of Congress, something that I was falsely accused of. But the story dies after a day. So you will know whether the CNNs and the New York Times and the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal pick up the thread of this Biden corruption, because if they do, it is a sure sign that the political establishment has decided that Joe Biden has got to go and he has to be replaced with a stronger nominee.
That's right. Bottom line, we're living in crazy times. StoneZone.com. You can find your weekday show 5 p.m. Eastern and more at StoneZone.com. Roger Stone, thank you so much for joining us today.
Today, 5 o'clock, StoneZone.live. Check it out. Thank you, Alex. God bless you.
StoneZone.live. You still got StoneZone.com, too, right?
Yes, that is correct. But to go to the show, go to StoneZone.live at 5 o'clock Eastern.
All right. Thank you, Roger Stone. And again, that's how we spread the word. I know as an audience, you know what's going on, but other people don't. Share that link. Share Infowars.com/show. Man.video. Okay. Next little segment. Got some excerpts of Owen Schroeder's reportage on the border. I'm going to come back. Get all the other economic news, the Russia news, the new DOJ trying to ban statistics on racial crime so they can lie about white supremacy. That's all coming up next hour. Then Owen Schroeder from the ground in about 35 minutes on the Texas-Mexico border with huge developments. Hour number two straight ahead. You are the Paul Revere. Please share the...
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Iodine is naturally acquired.